could fly you out to Paris. Buy you some carrots.
Yo, what is up, y'all? Check it, man. It's my birthday. So I decided to do a solo podcast for the Knights page. B got hurt, if you guys didn't know. So giving him a little break time. And I thought, man, it's my birthday. What's the best thing to do for my birthday? And I thought, man, let me see if I can help anybody out for my birthday. I think that would be awesome. So I literally put a number up on Instagram for people to hit me up. And I would call them. So that's literally what I'm about to do. And just handle issues, problems, anything you guys are dealing with. Here we go. Take the first one.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Wow. Yeah, I can hear you.
What is up? Who am I speaking with?
This is Holly Huffman.
What up, Holly? How you doing?
Good. How are you? I actually just started following you. I've been following Angela forever. She's hilarious. And I got really inspired by your post yesterday, and I started following you.
Well, look at that. And now we're talking. Where else does that happen?
Yeah,
on social media?
I know. I love it. It's amazing.
I'm so glad. Yeah. Well, it's my birthday. So I thought, you know.
Happy birthday. My birthday's in July too.
What? Are you a Leo?
Yes, I think so. My birthday's July 22nd. So
I think you are then. Look at us, Leo babies, doing our thing. Yeah, man, there's nothing
happy,
I like.
Happy birthday.
There's nothing I like more than helping on my birthday. I have everything I need. So I was like, literally, this just hit me as I was working out. I was like, you know what? Let me see if anybody needs help today. Let me just see if somebody needs to talk.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. That is totally, I feel the same way on my birthday. I actually thought the same thing this year too. I was reaching out just trying to see how I could be of help to anybody, because it is, you know, it just feels so good to be able to give back.
So dope. Well, for sure. So on your message, you said you want to talk about feeling like you're failing in your dreams. What's up with that?
Well, I recently started a podcast. I started it. I started kind of a dream towards bringing access to mental health resources to those who don't have access to them. So my whole goal was to, I started a retreat. I did that in 2019. And then I started a podcast this year. And my whole goal is just to kind of advocate, give people a space to connect, and be able to really share the vulnerability of what they're going through. And the whole point of it is to help other people towards resilience and mental health, and provide access to cutting edge resources, the same ones that have really helped me.
Yeah.
But it's really, really been difficult to get out there and get to the right audience, because I think there's just still so much stigma. And I feel like I'm working extra hard to get all these podcasts out with people, but it feels like you know, when I saw your post yesterday, it just was so helpful to hear someone who's, you know, I know you do a podcast as well, but you know, working towards your dream, but you know, in that hard time, and that's exactly what I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're literally on the podcast that I'm working so hard at. It's sometimes mm-hmm. you feel like, why doesn't anybody care? You know, it's really difficult to get people to care about what you care about so much. And I feel blessed that there's a good group that care, you know, in my mm-hmm. life. But like you, it's taken so much work. Like, I'm doing everything behind the scenes by myself, from booking guests to editing the podcast mm-hmm. to trying to come up with the mm-hmm. titles, like with me, B and Ange, because they're busy too in life. And so it's something that's yeah. been very, very difficult. But I think the only thing that sets apart those who win and those who lose, and granted, there's an element of talent or dynamic, you know, mm-hmm. like as far as people wanting to listen to you. But I think more than ever, it's just consistency. That's it. It's like there's no shortcut. There's literally no way to get around the horrid months of like no listeners, no downloads, or setbacks. Sometimes it's going well, then it goes backwards, and I've had it all.
Yeah.
And it's so discouraging. But what's your options? You know, stop and then never never get over the hill. Because there's so many stories of people who tried. There's this rapper Russ that I always thought his story was amazing. And he was like, man, I put out music every week, a song a week, for like a year and a half, almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it would only get 1,000 streams, like nothing big. And then he's like, after a year and a half, one song ended up getting 3,000, and then 5,000.
Wow.
And then 10,000. And now his song get millions of streams. And now he's like incredibly successful and rich and all that good stuff. But could you imagine a year and a half putting out content every week and not seeing a single blip? Like how much perseverance? And this is where it comes, Holly, where you really decide on the why and why you're doing this. Because even if it's like five people that are really vibing with you and getting something from your content, your why is more important than all the other questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been trying to remember that for sure, because that's so inspirational, because a year seems so long to be doing something like that without much feedback, and then just keep going, that perseverance to see it through. And if you keep going, there could be really good outcome.
Yeah.
That's what I've been trying to stick to is, I have so much passion in me for what I'm doing, but it's being able to get that out and share that and get other people to understand that same passion.
Usually you're not going to have anybody as passionate as you. How can they? It's your dream. My dream, before I got signed, it took me 12 years.
Oh my gosh.
12 years of grinding.
Wow.
Now, if I would have gone back and God would have been like, hey, it's going to take you 12 years to get signed, I don't think I would have did it. No, I'm not even, I don't think. I'm 1,000% sure I would not have done it. Who in the world wants to do something for 12 years, not get paid, actually lose money, not have an audience, just complete grind for 12 years, then get signed only for the work to begin then? Because it's not even like anything happened. I didn't get rich. I didn't get a big advance. I didn't get anything. After I got signed, I had to do another 3 years of free touring, making no money, just out there just getting by. So that's a total of 15 years of not seeing a single thing back. Which is why I laugh.
How did you do it? What was your why? Like, how did you keep going?
Purpose. I only do stuff for purpose. I don't get into anything because of what I think it'll get me. I only do things because I feel purpose in them. So with this podcast, I started a Patreon because I'm like, man, it would be great if I can pay my co-host. It would be great if I can pay somebody to edit all these things. It would be great so that way it takes all the work so that I can just do the podcast, which is why I push so hard for Patreon, because I know that eventually I will burn out if I just try to do it all myself. Like it's just, it's really difficult. It's not sustainable, which is why I try to create content to get people to believe in what we're doing so that way, if they think it's valuable, then they'll keep it going based on whoever gives to the Patreon, but it's been a year and a half, 2 years, and I'm still doing everything, but I felt purpose, and messages like yours, messages like other people really keep me going. Like, oh my God, this is helping someone. Like it's not Rogan status at all.
It really, really is. It really, really is. Like I just happened to see your post, and I don't even know how, because I follow Angela, so maybe it was through there. And I clicked on it, and I've heard your music, but it just had been a long time, and I after I heard your post and I listened to one of your songs, and I was like, this is so good. Like, how have I not heard this? And then I started realizing, I was thinking about that today, and I was like, I think a lot of times people aren't, they just, we miss things. Like, there's so much on social media that's trying to be able to, and get the content out to the right people. And, you know, I'm just like super blessed that I came across you yesterday, because it really blessed me. Like, it really, really did help.
I'm so glad. Well, I'm glad. Well, yeah. Look, keep pressing forward. Keep doing your thing. Do not get discouraged. If you ever need a little pick me up, just DM me and I'll tell you all these little anecdotes of what I had to go through, so you don't feel alone. Because that's usually what it is. People have a misguided expectation of how this thing is going to work out. They don't ever think the worst. They think, you know, we always think the best. We're like, oh man, this, and then this can happen, and then this can happen. We don't ever think, yo, somebody may not even download this for a good 3 months.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to think the worst, because then you won't even start. If you're like, man, if nobody's going to rock with me, I'm not going to do this. This is dumb. But if you never start, you just never know what it could be. And I think I did a video on this of people being afraid to start, and how many dreams die in people's minds. Like, they literally die up there because of all the reasons you shouldn't try something. I would much rather try and fail than to sit back and just be like, what if, man, I wonder if this would have worked. I wonder if I would have just gave it a go, if this would have helped anyone, or if this would have changed the course of my life. You know what I'm saying? So big
yeah,
on you.
Might as well put yourself out there.
You have to.
And
you
I think we're so used to immediate gratification, where if we don't see the 1,000 likes the first, you know, couple of days or couple of weeks, we feel like we failed. But wow, you're just encouraging me a lot to keep going, because, you know, it might not be right away, and it might be that perseverance, you know, to really make an impact and to reach the right people. And it'll take time, just like anything good in life. If you work hard, it ends up, you know, coming out for the best.
And look, it's not even a might, Holly. It's a for sure. It will not happen quick. Unless you got millions of dollars to market, or you just happen to be best friends with Rogan. It's not gonna happen quickly, because it's just not.
Yeah.
That's how things happen quick. Yeah. You get a cosign, you get somebody on, you know, and it's like whatever. But for those of us who don't have that cosign, it is a slow and steady grind, but it's beautiful, because then you'll be able to have episodes where you're like, I remember when I had 2 people downloading my podcast. Now I have 2,000. Let's just celebrate that for a moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's amazing. So, and that's coming for you if you stay consistent and you keep rocking it. And just remember your purpose, remember your why. Don't lose that once you start veering, and once you start, the expectations start being disappointed, then you know that your expectation is probably rooted in something that's not beneficial to you. You know what I'm saying? If the people are all that mattered, and you're really just doing it to see if somebody can be affected by your message, somebody can be one.
Yeah.
Somebody can be 10.
Yeah.
As long as, and then you don't know what that 1 or 10 can be. So, like, a quick anecdote before I let you go. There was this, when I first got saved and started going to church, I did this discipleship class. And this guy, he was in charge of it. His name is Ruben. And it was like a Monday night we did it. And the first class we went to, I showed up, and it was literally just me and him. No one showed up to this class. While every other teacher was getting like 13, 15 people, 20 people, it was just me. And mind you, I'm fresh off the gangster, trying to be a gangster parade. Like, I was freshly saved, right? So I look at him and I'm like, you don't have to do this. Like, you can go home. You know, it won't bother me. I get it. Nobody showed up. And he's like, if you come, I will come. And so I was like, all right, I'll show up. So I showed up for 6 weeks straight, and he showed up 6 weeks straight and discipled me. It was beautiful and got me to the next level, right? Fast forward. It was 10, no, 12 years later, his son, who was 2 at the time, found his way into music ministry. He was a rapper. And I remember Ruben telling me, he was like, yo, one of his favorite rappers was you. Like, you inspired him to get into his calling. And I'm like, isn't that ironic that you're the one that actually discipled me, not knowing that 12 years later, your son was going to be inspired by me? That's going to move him into his calling. But if he would have just looked at the one and been like, man, this sucks. Reuben is literally responsible for every single life I've touched.
That's incredible.
That's insanity. And I tell him all the time. I try to inspire him because I'm like, bro, you don't know. You taking those 6 weeks out of your life has literally got me to the next level. And you are responsible for every single person I touch from here till I die. That's all accounted to you.
Don't ever underestimate the power of small beginnings. That's incredible, because that same similar situation happened at my first retreat, because I had a sense from God that I was supposed to do it, whether 1 or 100 people came. And it took 6 months to put together. It was the hardest thing I ever did. And when I did it, I had a turnout, but it wasn't anywhere near what I thought there was going to be. And one of the people that came, they were there to be an interpreter, but they ended up not needing to, because there wasn't anyone who needed that. And long story short, they ended up getting more out of the retreat, and their whole family now sees one of the people that was at the retreat, and it transformed their life. And it was just based off that one feeling of even if one person comes, the whole goal is just to get out there and to share this message. And that is incredible. I'm so happy you shared that. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Okay, DM me if you need anything. Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
girl. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
How awesome, y'all. I'm going to keep it going. Next up is Irma. Let's holler at Irma. Let's see if she picks up. Irma, 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 Irma.
Hello.
Hello, Irma?
Yes.
What's up? It's Manny.
Yay.
What's going on?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. You know, I'm just out here being 41. I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
All right. Well, you're doing a great job, and so that's a good thing.
I'm so glad. Thanks for shooting me a text.
You know what? I usually don't see the feed as often, and it must have been something. I don't know. I just went ahead and I went on there and I listened. I was like, oh, perfect opportunity.
It is a perfect opportunity. What did you want to chat about? I'm just here. The whole point of this is if I can help in something, if there's someone needed to talk. I was like, you know what? Let me just try to be a blessing to somebody today.
I'm sure you will be to many. So here it is. I'm struggling with, as I say it and as I think about it, I know it's dumb, but I'm going through this.
Mm-hmm.
I met this person last July, and it was through Facebook dating, and it was during pandemic. I mean, we're still in it, but, I was very, hesitant anyways about meeting people or whatever, but there was just something about him, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and meet up with him, and I did, and we went out on several dates, not many, but basically from August to December, we at least met up 1 to 2 times a month.
Okay.
Okay. And we would text every day. And so but it wasn't like long conversations, but it was always a good morning. There was always something there. And then in January he came down with COVID, and so did I, but not because of each other. Like it was just a whole different thing, but so basically it was like, he gets sick. And then afterward, 2 weeks later, I got sick, and he got really scared of meeting people or meeting up with me, even meeting up with me. But I didn't know, I didn't know any of this. And then eventually I was like, I had already gotten my 2 vaccines, and he eventually got his first one. And I got nothing from him. It was sort of like, he would talk to me, but he would never ask me out again. And so I finally was like, hey, I'm confused here. And I didn't tell him I was confused, but I did say, hey, are you even still interested in like meeting, ever meeting up with me? Like, you know, because I don't see any, you know, you never asked me. And I was blunt about that. I was like, you haven't asked me out, so I don't really know what's going on. So long story short, he tells me, you know what? Because I got COVID and he really got sick. He wasn't hospitalized, but he did get really sick. He's like, it did scare me. He goes, I'm waiting, you know, to get fully vaccinated. And then it became, he wanted his kids to get vaccinated just for him to feel safer. Eventually we went out again, like late May, June, early June,
mm-hmm.
only for after that, for him to like basically ghost me. So, and I'm clueless. I'm like, what the heck happened? And so he did send me a message. The last one he sent me out was like June 22nd. And he said he was going through some stuff, you know, work. And he had already told me he was stressing out over work and whatnot. And so work and his family in Puerto Rico and this and that. And so he did say, he's like, I apologize. He goes, I'm not trying to make excuses. This doesn't make it any better. It's just, I'm telling you this. But then even after, like, I'll reach out and I'll say, like, hey, I hope you're doing okay. Like, he doesn't reply.
Yeah.
Like, I'm clueless whether he gets my messages or just doesn't, but I totally ghosted me now. So, I don't know how to feel about that. Like, I want to be mad.
Well,
but I can't, I don't know. I don't even know how to feel.
Do you feel like it's more, how long did you talk to this guy, you told me? Like, over the quarantine period, basically?
Yes. So, it was literally from July, last July,
uh-huh.
endings of July, till I guess the June 22nd message that he sent me.
Of this year?
Yes.
So almost a year. Yeah. Look, here's the
I'm confused.
Don't be confused. Don't be confused. I always tell people, especially women, dudes will show you exactly who they are. It's just up to you to accept it. So the reason you're confused is not because he's being confusing. It's because you're making up, you may be making up narratives in your head on the why. Why he's doing this, why he's doing this, why he's doing this. That's literally waste of energy. There is no way in this good green earth that you're going to be able to figure out why he's being how he's being. It's not your job. It's your job to just simply accept who he's being. The reality of it is that if a dude is into you, he will move heaven and high water to get to you. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It doesn't matter. COVID ain't going to scare nobody. Like, if a dude is into you, he'll take every proper precaution. If I was into a chick and it was during the pandemic and it was COVID season, bruh, I'd be planning out 5 feet separation picnics. I would go buy her 1,000 masks to match with every outfit. I would freaking set up every outdoor thing that we can do. I would always have hand sanitizer on me. I would do everything that I could do to continue to connect. But the fact that he hasn't, he's just telling you. When he said, oh, this is not an excuse, I'm just letting you know, it's bullshit. It is an excuse. It's 1,000% an excuse. You don't have to like, you don't have to go into right. a negative place and be like, oh, your excuse sucks. It's his excuse. Whatever it is, whatever reason he wants to give you or whatever reason he wants to give himself, it doesn't make him a bad person. It just lets you know at this moment in his life, you are not a priority. And that's just it. That's it. There's zero reason to waste your energy on trying to figure out why. You doing that becomes more toxic in your mind because then you start coming up with answers. And now you're making excuses for him or reasons why he may have not called you or da-da-da-da-da. And then it takes your mind into a negative space because it's rare that we ever go positive in our minds. We rarely go positive. We usually just like think negatively, like, oh, I'm this or I'm that. Maybe I'm not this enough or maybe I'm not that enough. But you don't even have to go down that route. What you have to do is decide in your mind and in your heart, what kind of person did you want to be with? What kind of person you want to be with? And I did a video about this of like, ladies, if you're trying to figure out if a dude is into you, then he's probably not that into you. And even beyond that, you shouldn't even waste your time trying to figure it out. because the person that's for you will not leave any doubt in your mind. You're not going to be asking questions. Oh, does he like me? You're going to know he likes you. He's going to do whatever it takes so that you know, hey, you're mine. I'm yours. I'm here. That's the kind of person you want. You do not want somebody that's back and forth, that's double-minded. That one minute they're in, the next minute they're out. Bruh, cut off all contact. Yeah. Cut off all contact. And not like, again, you don't want to do this in your shadow side. You don't want to do this as a negative. You don't want to do it like, oh, I'm getting back at him. I'm going to cut him off. And yeah, he's going to feel what I feel. Don't, none of that. Do it because you understand in this portion of my life, this person affects me like deeply. And it's okay to accept that. You don't have to feel dumb. You don't have to feel like, you know, man, I can't believe I let this guy get to me. Don't think that way, because again, that just pours on more negativity and more shame. Don't think that. Think, okay, I let this person in. I was real. I was authentic. They saw me. They had access to me. Now they don't want to be a part of it. I accept that. I'm okay with that. But I also understand that because they have this effect on me, I now have to cut myself off. Not to be a jerk, but to protect my heart. And you don't have to tell him, hey, I'm cutting myself off because you affect me too much. You can just keep it to yourself and know internally, I have to cut this person off. Block him, delete, do not follow him. Whatever you need to do to get past it, do it. But do it in the spirit of protecting yourself and just wanting to heal and grow and learn from the process, as opposed to screw him, he's whack. Because all that you'll just bring into your next relationship. But if you can be like, okay, thank you, God, for this person in my life. Thank you for what I learned from him. For whatever reason, he does not want to be a part of my life at this juncture. I'm okay with that. I don't need everyone. I just need one person. So bless him on his way. Let me figure out what I did in this situation. Let me figure out if I saw any red flags. Let me figure out if I probably pushed it too fast. Let me figure out if I've done anything in this relationship to maybe push when I should have chilled, or to maybe realize a long time ago, oh, this guy's probably wasn't that into me. And it was this that showed me that he wasn't into me. I just made excuses for him. And then it dragged on even longer. You feel me? That you can have answers for, because now you're just talking about yourself. Now you're like, why did I overlook this red flag? Why did I keep going when he didn't call me back that one time? Why? And then you can answer your whys, because you're dealing with you in your own mind. And if you're honest with yourself, then you can be like, well, I honestly just wanted it to work because I'm lonely. Or I really wanted it to work because, you know, I'm tired of whack dudes and I thought he was awesome. So I just wanted to make him up to be awesome in my mind, even though I know he wasn't. All these things that obviously are, they suck to say out loud. But if you can be honest with yourself, then you can prevent it from happening again. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, actually. Because as you're speaking, I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, yes. Like there were so many other things, obviously. And even though I did ask, I asked questions, you know, he was always like, no, like I do, you know, and again, words that he spoke were, I am interested in you. I want to get to know you. I'm sorry I made you feel that way. You know, and he would say those things. I'm like, okay, so we're under the same, you know, like he now understands where I'm coming from. And that's the kind of things that, again, made me go, okay, well, you know, he had been single for so long, or so he told me. Again, everything is what they say. So, you know, he said, I've been single this long. I'm kind of used to being on my own. I don't, you know, but so he goes, I'm getting the feel of dating again, like, you know, dating and being out and whatnot. But it was always sort of, you know, there were red flags, and it's not that I'm not necessarily lonely, but I was like, this is a great guy. I really did think of it, of him like that, and still do. I think he's still a great guy. It's just, like you said, yeah, I'm asking questions of like, what did I do? You know, why is it that he's doing this?
Nope, but that's the wrong question.
He's really going through stuff. Exactly.
Those last two are the wrong
things that I am asking.
Yeah, but and when you said maybe you are lonely, don't say maybe. Either you are or you aren't. This is one of the things that I always, like, my wife hates it. And this is probably the worst thing about me, but the best thing about me. I don't like maybes. I don't like probablys when they're concerning you speaking about you. And the reason I say that is because 9 times out of 10, we know exactly why we do what we do. We just talk ourselves into something else, or we'll give ourselves outs. We'll give ourselves, you know, maybe it's just this, maybe it's just this. No. Don't maybe. Say exactly why it is and don't feel shame about it. When I was in college, I got with a girl. Her name was Marissa. She was Canadian, super pretty, fly. I dug her. All the boys dug her. She wanted to hang out with me. I didn't give her time for a week. Then I was like, you know what, Jesus, I'm going to go for it. We were together for 2 days. She broke up with me, ghosted me, ruined my freaking world for 6 months. 6 months, I was bawling and crying. Not because of her, but because I felt my first rejection in my life. And that's why I would not shave my sideburns, because I thought she complimented them once. And I thought that she would come back to me if she saw my sideburns. She complimented my earrings once and I never changed them. I kept them on, the sideburns and the earrings. And every time I would try to get her attention by the sideburns and earrings. You know how freaking embarrassing that is to admit? But I have to admit it, because if I don't, I'm just bullshitting myself. So do not bullshit yourself. If you can look at yourself and say, this is why I hung around. I am lonely. I did want to push this through. I wasn't too concerned with the red flags because he had enough good that I was like, oh, let me ignore the bad. Even though the bad is worrisome, he had enough good that I can ignore the bad. Can you honestly say that? Or where can you be honest in your own life?
Right.
That's an actual question. I don't know. Do you think you have the answer right now?
Oh, yes. No, definitely. You know, in the sense of the Christians, yes, you're right. I mean, there was a lot of good. A lot of good. I ignored the red flags.
Why did you ignore the red flags? Do you feel like it's just because there was a lot of failed relationships in the past that this one felt like it was the closest to being actually like a win?
No, it was just... Honestly, there's a lot of things about him that reminded me of my dad.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, the good, hardworking, kind, always positive. I felt at peace in front of him.
Yeah. Dude, that's beautiful. You know what the beautiful thing about that is? Is that now you know these certain qualities exist in a human. That's the best thing to take away from this. It's like, man, thank you, sir. Thank you, because he may be going through some stuff and you would want to have grace for him. There could be a million things going on in his mind that he's just trying to figure himself out, and he's not even trying to be negative or trying to be like trying to diss you in that way. He may legitimately have to figure his crap out. And I think the beautiful way to approach it is, thank you, God. Thank you for showing me that these qualities that I admire, that maybe I didn't even know I admired, exist in a human. So if it exists in him, that means it can exist in someone else who maybe is ready, who maybe has their stuff figured out. And that's a beautiful thing, because sometimes we go through this life wanting certain qualities and we never find them in another human. We always find just like garbage. But to find qualities that you admire in someone should give you hope to be like, you know what? This one didn't work, but man, there are people that are like this. So this is not like a dream that I made up. These are not dream qualities that I only had in my dad and I can't find in somebody else. I did find them in somebody else. Now he was just lacking, you know, the desire to commit, but that's okay too, because you don't want somebody who's kind of like, Maybe I'll commit. Let me roll the dice with Irma. Let me just roll the dice and see if I'm good. You know, like, no, thank you for being, thank you for showing me the where you're at. I accept it. I'm okay with it. I don't judge you for it. I just appreciate the good that's in you. Thank you for showing me it exists. Now I have to exit the situation so that I can preserve myself, so that I can continue to look at you in a positive way, so I can ask myself the questions that I need to ask. And then moving forward in the future, I know, okay, these red flags aren't meant to be ignored. They don't need to be ignored. It's just going to save you time and process. And those red flags, they don't need to be judgmental things. You don't need to be like judging somebody up and down. It's just more so like, oh, this is who you are. They will always show you, Irma. They will always show you. Don't listen to what they tell you. They'll show you who they are. Do not make excuses for them. Don't. And you don't have to hate on them either. People always feel it has to be a negative. Like if they're being a certain type of way, you have to be negative towards them. It's not that. I was a dumbass for most of my 20s. Just looking for love, trying to figure it out. And I probably hurt a lot of people along the way. I got hurt too. I wasn't trying to hurt people. I was legitimately looking for love. And somewhere along the lines in a relationship, I realized, man, this ain't it. And that's okay. And I'm super, like, now I look at all my exes and we're all friends. I know that's controversial to people. Friends meaning, like, if I saw them, we would be like, what's up? Hug it out. Right. I think they're amazing. I'm like, I can tell you all the best qualities about each of them. They're amazing people. Amazing. I'm fans of them to this day. Super fans. Now, we don't talk like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like texting with them, but some, I still meet up with some when they come into town because we're in the same industry or whatever, and we're friends. And it's like, it's beautiful. But because I'm like, when we ended it, it was like, this person's amazing. Like, they're going to be dope for somebody. One day, somebody's going to be blessed to have this person. It may not be me, but they're so amazing that whenever they're ready in their life and whenever their other person is ready, they're going to be so lucky because this person is amazing. And that's what's happened. And I, dude, nothing but positive vibes, easy to move on, you know?
Yeah.
So just try to do that. But more importantly, just take assertive action. Don't stalk, block, do whatever you got to do in a heart manner of, I just want to protect myself. You know, this isn't meant to be negative. This isn't meant to diss you. Just if he texts you, don't text back. Just take your time. Take your time with it. Mm-hmm. And let yourself heal and get some answers for your questions. Don't ask any questions about him. And do not go with your girlfriends and be like, why didn't he? What? Don't. If you start with a why, you know that you're operating out of your negative side. That's your insecure side. That's your side that's like, you're not enough or you know what I'm saying? Just don't. Start asking you and your girls like, hey guys, why did I ignore it? Did anybody tell me? Did anybody give me, did one of you guys say something and I ignored you? If I did, I'm sorry. That was on me. That was on me. I pushed it through. So whatever happens on me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a really tough place to be to start accepting all your wrongs. Because everything happened after the point of all the red flags, then the relationship no longer was about him. Now you accepted full responsibility. Full responsibility. So whatever happens in the relationship is 1,000% your fault. That is also hard to hear. But it's true, because we are the ones that get to decide who's in our life. We get to decide it. Now, granted, there's people probably listening that something happened to them. There was like, yo, there's no way this dude cheated on me. It's not my fault. How can that be my fault? But I'm like, bruh, if you saw red flags, and this is for you to answer. So that's why I'm not blanketing it. If you saw red flags, certain things that you're like, damn, this dude kind of feels like this, but most of them is good. At that point, you're like, it's like buying a car from a used car dealership. Man, the air smelled funny. I kind of saw like the paint was a little this person didn't really take care of this car. But I mean, most of it is good. The dealer's saying that it's a good car. You know, let me take it. If it breaks down, it is on you. You know what I'm saying? Now, some people get completely swindled, and that's the exception, where there's someone that's actually like a sociopath, or they completely have you fooled. They're so good at the game where there is no red flags until it's too late. Until you're like, wait a minute, there's no money in my account. And then you try to call them and the dude's gone. Like, that for sure happens, yeah. Where everything is gravy, no red flags. The person nails their part. And then one day they wake up and they're completely different. That does exist. So I definitely want to leave room for that. But for the majority of the times, most relationships that we encounter or we enter into is 100% our decision. And so we have to take responsibility for whatever happens after we allow that person to be in our life.
Yeah, I agree. I agree on that.
But I'm excited for you that you found
you found
good qualities. I really am. It's so exciting.
Yes. No, yes. And that's the thing is, like, you know, when I did start talking to him, it was one of those things that it started off by me saying, like, all right, God, like, if he's really not going to be for me, like, if he's going to be toxic or whatnot, like, don't even allow him to be in my life. I really don't care for that right now. You know, we're in a pandemic anyway. So I'm like, I really don't need that. And a month went by and I was like, okay, this is, you know, still God. Like, if this isn't for me, like, shoo, shoo. And it just kind of continued to stay. And I was like, come December, I was like, holy moly, this guy's still here. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like, but then, you know, again, he gets sick, I get sick. And it's like, after that, I just started to feel like, you know, oh, you know, like, what's going on? And at that moment, I didn't think, and again, red flags, it wasn't like he was drinking or he's always out. It wasn't even that. My red flags were just, you know, he wouldn't, like, during the day, he would always say he was busy. He's like, you know, I'm busy, I'm working. I'm like, well, yeah, you're working, I'm working. You know, like, yeah, I wouldn't expect you to be texting during the day. I don't expect a call every day. I wasn't expecting a call every day, but I at least, you know, to have some kind of conversation.
Wait.
Get him to go on FaceTime.
Wait, so you just said, listen to what you just said. You said, I wasn't expecting a call every day, but I mean, at least some kind of conversation.
Right.
Which
at least
means, what? Which means that there is an expectation of a daily communication.
Yes, I did expect
okay,
that.
So now you got to rechange the way you talk and say, I was expecting a daily communication from this person and he did not meet my expectations. Because that's the truth. The reason you're saying the reason you're not saying that is because you don't want to seem needy and you don't want to seem like, man, I was expecting too much from this guy. But reality is you expected daily communication after a certain point, because that's how you would determine whether or not this person was really into you.
Yes.
Okay. So you have to say that. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to be like, I expected him to talk to me every day.
And that in itself, like, again, not even speaking about him at this point, you know, other individuals I have met, their whole thing is, you know, I'll say like, oh, so you stopped dating this person. Why? Like, why did you stop dating this person? And they'll say, oh, well, you know, she wanted me to call every day and I just couldn't do that. Or I, you know, she wanted to have all these FaceTimes and I just couldn't do it. They wanted to be out every other day. I couldn't. And I'm like, oh, and then they throw out the word needy. Oh, she was too needy. She wanted too much of my time. And I'm like, I don't think I want too much of their time. I just want daily communication. Eventually, daily communication would be nice. I mean, I'm not talking about a month in or anything like that. But
yo, you don't even have to. You don't even have to make excuses.
I'm not even sure about the time, to be honest.
No, you will be. Don't go backwards on your expectations. If you expect it. And don't feel bad about expecting it. This is when you should feel bad about your expectations. When you are not willing to do the same. That's when you should feel bad. If you expect things from other people that you are not willing to do, that's when your expectations become unrealistic. So if you are willing to put in the work to communicate with that person every day, even if it's like a good night text or whatever, whatever, no matter how busy you are, then you can expect the same from the other person. Bruh, I flew out on tour. I had 2 days off. I was in South Carolina. I flew from South Carolina to Los Angeles just to have a day date with Ange for 1 hour and then a night date if she liked me at the day date. There wasn't even a guaranteed night date. And I flew across the country for my only 2 days off just to have that day date for an hour. Don't tell me a guy is too busy to text during the day. That is bullshit. It's bullshit.
And I did say that to him. And I'm like, well, I'm sure you have lunch. I get it. You know, some people may not have lunch.
But look, here's what happens when you do that, though. Now you start sounding badgering. You don't need to prove a point. He already proved the point for you. That's when you sound badgering. Don't badger. Don't try to like get him. Yeah, but you could have done this. That's just badgering. If he's not doing it already, nothing you say is going to trick him into doing it. It's just not. At that point, you will sound nagging.
Okay.
Because in their heart, they don't want to do it. You giving them reasons that they should. That sounds nagging. Him saying he's busy, you know what your response is to that? Cool, 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 cool. And that's it. I don't need to talk to you then. That's it. Just keep it like, bruh. It's so easy. It's so easy. You want the guy that's going to text you so much that you're like, oh my God, this guy is real. And this is the hilarious part about it, because sometimes a lot women then get the guy who's super into them and they're like, oh my gosh, this guy's annoying. He's texting me all the time. It's like,
yes, you know what? Yeah, I have friends who have done that. And I'm like, hey, and I'm literally going, he's at least texting you. He's like showing you he's interested in you. I'm more into this guy than I think you are into this one. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting any.
It's usually
not as much as you are.
That's usually how it is too. And the reason they're annoyed is because they're not into them. So simple. You just don't, this is, nobody wants to tell the truth, but like, this is the truth. Going forward, if he is not putting in effort, he ain't down for you. Do not put in effort. Don't. Only continue communication if you just want like a little freaking whatever. If you just want to frolic and just have a, this is going to be nothing. We'll hang out. We'll whatever. But if you know that you're not that kind of person, you fall easily, like me. Like if I was single again, I'd be the worst. I couldn't hang out with nobody. I'd be like in love with them by date two. You know what I'm saying? And I know that about myself. Right. So I'll be like, I ain't going out on no dates. I ain't hanging out with nobody. I'm a sucker. I fall easily and I fall quicker than the other person. So I know that about myself. So let me just stay on the sideline until I'm ready. So again, that's just being honest with yourself. Even if it makes you look stupid, even if it makes you feel stupid, gotta be honest with yourself. I cannot handle this situation right now. So leave it alone, let it die, let it lie, and do not reach out again. Just cut it off. And in a positive way, again, I just wanna encourage you in a positive way, because doesn't mean that this guy's a bad person. It just means it's just bad timing right now. You feel me?
Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Of course.
And DM me if you have any, if you get an inkling of wanting to reach out, or if something happens and you're like, what about this? Hit me on the DM first before you hit that full back, and I'll manslate for you. Which is a word that I just created, translate, but I said manslate. That's genius. I'm gonna make a t-shirt. Oh my god, you're that's really genius. Let me manslate this to you. All right, girl, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was awesome. Sorry if I went long, guys. But apparently that needed to happen. I'm gonna call Caleb. Let's see, Caleb. See if Caleb picks up. La la la. Here we go, Caleb. I've been texting with him. Well, I tried. So that is what it is. You know, I think that's the thing, y'all, that especially in relationships, I always find it to be true, man. We make so many excuses for people that, and I think it's the, I don't want to make it sound negative or bad, because I think it's beautiful to have like optimism, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt. I think it's beautiful for certain things, for certain things, for valuable things, getting into business relationships, getting into an actual relationship. There's too much at stake, like your heart, who you are, your peace, your sanity. There's so much at stake to just throw away on somebody who like is just cute. Or maybe they text back and forth with you for a week. And then you just offer all of it. And I know in this day and age, you know, getting down, having sex, all that good stuff is way more sped up. Like, so people are having sex real quick. And I always laugh at the people who think or say it's casual. And I'm like, yeah, they're like, I'm taking it slow. Or yeah, it's just casual. And I'm like, you sleep with them? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, that's not slow or casual. But then they pretend that they can compartmentalize and it not affect them. And I'm like, oh, wow. So you're a sociopath. You can just stop feeling. And I didn't mean to blanket. You're really good at turning off your emotions and your feelings. I don't want to call you a sociopath, because some people can literally just turn it off and just do whatever they want and not be connected. I think it still will affect you on a subconscious level, on a real level. It will still affect you, even if you're that person who's like, I could just sleep around and be cool. But the second you sleep with somebody, that's the second you give somebody power over you. It just happens. Unless you are that person that can turn off all your emotions. Because the act of sex is something so intimate that it's like, to some, it is what it is, but there's no way you can escape it subconsciously. Like, it will do something to you. What that thing is, I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I feel like, man, if we can just start to be more honest with ourselves, then I feel like we would avoid a lot of the problems that we end up in. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, guys. Anyways, it's 53 minutes. This dude I called, the last dude. Hey, let me know if you guys like this stuff. I'll keep doing it. Like, just have people call in. You know what I'm saying? I think it's always awesome to be able to answer certain people's questions. And especially for my birthday, I really just wanted to maybe help somebody. And again, I don't think I know everything. Sorry if I get mad amped or just go off on a rant. If there's anything that I said that maybe you have questions about, or maybe you want some further explanation or intent, meaning behind it, then let me know. And I will gladly give you what I meant, because I obviously am not above reproach. And if I sounded off, I'll say I'm sorry and keep it moving. Okay. Anyways, well, this is Manny. Knights at the Round Table. Again, pray for B. His leg is going to be, he's going to be, his knee is going to be rehabbing for the next probably like 5-6 months. My queen, who just put out a book, or who's about to put out a book. If you don't know, I'll put the pre-order link in the bio. Go pre-order it, please. It would mean the world. If you're not on Patreon and you like what this podcast does, I just encourage you, man. I'd love to keep this thing going. And I started off this year with trying to get 2,000 people to give $2, which I thought would be so easy because who the heck blinks at $2 a month, you know? But then I realized there's way more people getting in on the higher levels, way more, because they really find value in this thing and it's become their church. And so they support it, which has been an absolute blessing. And it's incredibly humbling. So jump in at 5. We got extra content on there. We got Mandela episodes. We got like some daily thoughts. Or we give two a week, you know, and some Mandelas. And we do a VIP Zoom for the VIP tier level. Levels go all the way up to 500 a month, 250 a month, 100 a month. Gets you a one-on-one with me where we just tackle your dreams, tackle whatever it is, any way that I can help. It's $100 a month. Super low key. But it's amazing. I just encourage you guys, if you love what you hear, support it. It will mean the world to us and help us to keep going and grow this thing. The link will be in the bio. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm signing off. Let me know if you want me to do this again. Take on these questions. All right, y'all. Pray you find a seat at the table. But if you don't, you're always welcome at ours. Cheers.